Good to see everybody. This morning I'd like to look in the book of Acts at a wonderful account. Acts the 9th chapter and the 1st verse. Said in Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. You know, he had a big job on his hand, didn't he? 3,000 got saved one day, 5,000 another day, people were added daily. He's going to load all them people up and take them to Jerusalem. But it said, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You know, the Lord, there was no argument here. The Lord didn't have to point him all the prophecies of Scripture. He didn't have to prove. He didn't have to convince him. He said, who are you, Lord? He was brought down to his knees. He fell on his face to the earth. He fell to the earth. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? This is quite a change. He was on his way, it says, breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. And now he's down, fallen to the earth, trembling, astonished. Lord, what would you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. What do you suppose he was thinking about those 3 days? One thought occurred to me was, how could I have been so wrong? How could I have been so blinded? The very thing that I was fighting against, he thought he was doing God favor. He thought he was doing God service. And how wrong he was. So he went to the city. It said in verse 10, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, excuse me, Lord, do you know who this man is, Lord? I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You know, he dished it out, didn't he? And now he was going to have to receive. Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. I thank the Lord for these passages of Scripture, how God was revealed to Saul, how the Lord revealed himself to Saul. And I think it was a benefit to the church. After that, I believe it said somewhere that the church had great peace. Not sure where that's at, but sometime after that it talked about the church having great peace. The Lord had a purpose in this thing, and my message this morning is Christ revealed. Christ revealed. The Lord wants to be revealed to us. He wants to be revealed to our hearts. He wants to be our all in all. And I think about all the things that was revealed here just in these few verses, how the Lord was glorified in Saul, glorified, and Saul acknowledged him as Lord. What would you have me to do? How it changed the course of his whole life. He never went back to doing what he did. At one time did. He was changed, a changed man, and he was called of God, and all these things are revealed just in these little discourse with Paul and with Ananias. And thankful for the Ananiases that God has that are willing to do the jobs that the Lord calls to do. What a wonderful thing it is when the Lord is revealed to a person's mind and heart and spirit. We need the Lord to be revealed to us. Not just when we get saved, but there are different times in life when we just need a revelation from God to help us to distinguish what He wants us to do and the path that He wants us to go. We need those places and times in our life where Christ needs to be, and I believe He wants to reveal Himself to us. I believe the Lord wants to be revealed. And when you read the book of Acts, it's so encouraging, inspiring how the Lord revealed Himself. The Holy Spirit was working, revealing and showing people what to do and giving them direction and giving them guidance and counsel and knowing what to do. And I believe the Lord wants to be revealed to us also. I remember there was another story about a man. He was a, they call them hit men. They're men that, like for the Al-Qaeda or the different people, the different groups, they get names, they go out, they do away with people. They take their life out. The testimony that this man had, that's what he had done. That's what he was. He was a hitman. He had killed a number of people. That was what his job. But one night he had a dream. And in this dream, he had blood on his hands. This is his testimony. He had blood on his hands, and he couldn't get the blood off. In his dream, he tried washing and washing. He tried different things to try to get the blood off his hands. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't get the blood off of his hands. But then he had a dream, and he recognized, he saw Jesus, and Jesus was the only one that could take the blood and get the blood off of his hands. And he found the Lord. He found, and he became, he came a worker for the Lord. He started doing things for the Lord. It changed him. It changed his life. But the Lord had to reveal Himself. The Lord had to be revealed. He thought he was doing, maybe he thought his group was the right group. Maybe he thought what he was doing was for the right cause, like the apostle, like Saul at the time. But Jesus was revealed, and he realized how wrong he was, and he found new life in Christ. And I just think about how God is able to reveal Himself to us in different ways. Not everyone has a great thing like Saul had on the road to Damascus, this great light, and hears an audible voice. But the Lord knows where everyone's at in their heart, in their mind, in their life, and He knows. And I believe He does call every person. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And He helps people. He meets people. He does things to try to get people's attention. And the Lord can be revealed to us. And I thank the Lord for that this evening. We need revelation. Paul talks about that over and over. He talked about the revelation. He said, "There was a thorn given to me in the flesh because of the abundance of the revelations that he had, lest he would be exalted above measure." The Lord was revealing things to his mind, to his spirit, to his heart. And we need the Lord to reveal things to us. We're lost without it. We're lost without a revelation of His direction, of what He wants us to do. And we want to lift our hearts and our minds up to the Lord in prayer. Lord, show me the path. Show me the way. Show me the things that you want me to do. And I believe the Lord, He wants to hear that prayer, wants to answer that prayer. He wants to be revealed to us and in us. The most common mode that God uses to reveal is through the Scriptures. When we take time to study the Scriptures, we get into the Scriptures, and we give our heart, and we're really seeking through the Scriptures, the Lord uses that. He will speak to us through the Scriptures. Something will stand out. Something kind of impresses upon our heart. Something is, I've heard people say it just kind of jumped off the page. it has a way of reaching the innermost part of our heart and our spirit when we're hungering, when we're thirsting after the living bread, we're thirsting after Christ. He has a way of revealing things to us, and that is the most common. I've had the Lord inspire Scriptures to my heart so many times over my life. And it was just like, I remember times in great need, and it was just like I'd be reading, and all of a sudden, and sometimes I would read it, and it's like a day or two later, the Lord bring it back to my mind. And it was like, that was exactly what I needed. That's it. That's my answer. That's what I'm going to do. You believe the Lord can do that for us? He can. And He will. If we seek Him with all of our heart and we're pliable. Now I look in my life, I can look back and I see times that I was more in the flesh. I was stubborn, doing my own thing. And you don't get much from God in that when we're in the flesh. But when we're yearning after the Lord and we're hungering and thirsting and we're putting Him first above everything else, the Lord will speak to us. He'll be revealed. There's this verse that says, "In the day you seek me with all of your heart." Sometimes people just seek God kind of, the Scripture uses the term feignedly. Feignedly. They sought me feignedly, meaning half-hearted. Half-hearted. In other words, they were kind of looking, but not totally. And we don't want to be in that place. We want to seek God, the will of the Lord, with all of our heart, all of our soul, mind, and strength. And I'm amazed how God is able to reveal things sometimes when nobody else sees it. Like I think about Stephen. When Stephen was giving his life, they were stoning him. He lifted up his eyes to heaven. What did he see? He saw Jesus revealed to him. He said, "I see the Son of God standing on the right hand of the throne." None of the other people saw it. None of the other people got into that transaction that was happening between heaven and Stephen. But it was real to Stephen, and he vocalized what he saw. And the Lord can do that. He can reveal Himself, and it seems like maybe no one else saw the same thing. I thought about when I was sitting there in my seat, Paul's talking about the order of service. It said, if anything be revealed, let the first hold his peace and then speak. God reveals things. He reveals things. He opens up to our mind and to our heart things that we don't see in our flesh. I want to get 1 Corinthians. Bear with me. I've shared this scripture, but I want to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. It says in verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" And then it says, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God." You know, we don't know God by our own wisdom. We don't know God by our own thoughts, by our own understanding, just by the working of our mental capacity. He has to be revealed to us. He has to be revealed to our spirit. And that's what Jesus told Peter. He said, "Who do men say that I am?" And he said, "Well, some say that you're John the Baptist. Some say that you're one of the prophets. Some say that you're Elias." He said, "Who do you say that I am?" And he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock I will build my church." We need the Lord to reveal things to us in our lives. I want to get another scripture, but it says, "The world by wisdom knew not God." He says, "For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." But you know, today Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer to the world's problems, the world's situations. Verse 26, he said, "You see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence." The Lord wants to be revealed. I think about He uses the circumstances of life also. He can cause things to happen to help us to see His will and recognize, to get our attention and to direct us in the right path. The Lord can use the circumstances of life, and He has all these things that can work together if we'll allow it, for our good and for our blessing and for our benefit. He also uses dreams. He can speak to us through a dream that the Lord can give to us. Not all dreams are from God. Scripture brings that out. It said some comes from the multitude of business. But the Lord does give dreams sometimes, and that's very evident in the Scriptures, to speak to us. He can give a vision like Ananias saw. Ananias was in a vision. He saw something, a vision of, and that was the Lord speaking to him. I think about how You remember it said Peter was on his housetop or on the rooftop at Joppa, and he was hungry and waiting for something to eat, and he fell into a trance. And the Lord was wanting to talk to him. Oh, thank the Lord for these scriptures that God, he fell into a trance and he saw this sheet being let down from heaven. And it had all different kinds of beasts, wild beasts. And a voice spoke in his trance, in a vision, a voice, and it's kind of like a dream. I think a vision is different in some respects, that you don't have to be asleep to have a vision. But the Lord showed him and said, a voice said, arise and eat. And Peter said, I've never ate anything like that. That's common. That's unclean. And it came again. The same thing. A sheep came down from heaven with all kinds of beasts. And the voice said, arise, Peter, slay and eat. No. 3 times the Lord brought that to his mind. You know, I think sometimes some of us are a little more harder to get the message. But there was a corresponding thing with 3 times, because right at that time, right after that happened, 3 men came to the door and was knocking on the door and asking for Peter. Three Gentiles. 2 servants of Cornelius, and 1 was a soldier that worked for him. Three Gentiles were at his door, and the Holy Spirit spoke to Peter and told him to go with these men. He had the vision. He had the impression. The Lord wants me to go with these men. They came right after the dream. Isn't that wonderful, the timing of the Lord? How the Lord can do in His time, in His way? How He's able to tie all these things together to help us see it's such a wonderful... And we know that they had difficulties, but that occurrence was one of the main things that helped the early church, because Peter arose and several of the brethren went with him to Cornelius' house. And Cornelius was a Gentile, and normally people didn't go into the Gentiles. Jews didn't go into the homes of the Gentiles. That was unclean. That was defiling. But Peter went in and spoke to him and said, why have you called me? And Cornelius said, well, I was praying the other day and I saw a vision of an angel, and he told me to call for you and to hear your words. And that's what we did. And so Peter preached, and when Peter started preaching, the Holy Spirit fell on those people. Their hearts were reaching out after God. Their hearts were seeking the Lord, and it just and what could we say? And that's what they mentioned at the ministers' meeting when they got together. What can we do? I mean, God's pouring out the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles. Who are we? And also what we read, Paul talked, you know, he told Paul, you're going to bear my name to the Gentiles. That's another revelation. And to the Jews. So the Lord worked. The Lord blessed. And I'm confident today that God can reveal things to us today. He can speak to us. He can help us. He can reveal things. I've had the Lord speak to me in these different ways. And I know it's real. and I know it works in our lives. And Lord, help us today to allow the Lord to lead us, to have that desire for the Holy Spirit to speak to us while we're giving our full attention. Lord, we're looking. We want You. We need Your guidance and Your direction. The Lord works through His people. The Lord speaks through His people. And Lord, help us today not to quench the Spirit. The Scripture admonishes us that. Don't quench the Spirit. In other words, don't stifle or put down. When God begins to put something on our heart and begins to talk to us about something, Lord, help us. You know, Ananias, he yielded to the Lord. The Lord told him, He said, He's praying, go your way. The Lord wanted him to go. You know, the Lord can give us whatever God wants us to do. He can help us. And He can bless us. He can enable us. He can strengthen us. Whatever the Lord's leading and is in our lives, we don't want to just limit God in our lives. We want to be open to the Lord to lead and have Your way. Just have Your way in my life, Lord. I give You the controls. I give You my heart. I give You my affections, my life. The song we sing says, I have found it, Lord, in Thee, an everlasting store of joy, comfort, and bliss to me. How can I wish for more? We can find it in the Lord. I thought about that. You know, He talked about the treasure too. He said the man, he went and sold his treasure to buy the hid treasure in the field. He went and sold, and that's what we have to do spiritually. We've got to sell our thoughts. We've got to sell out. We've got to give ourselves to God, and the Lord becomes revealed. And there's another song that's kind of been on my mind too. It says, as by the light of opening day, the stars are all concealed, so earthly pleasures fade away when Jesus is revealed. When Jesus is revealed. You know, that would help a lot of problems, spiritual problems today. It's just Jesus being revealed to us. And we might be almost like Saul, said, Lord, I thought I was on the right track. But the Lord wants to reveal to us His will for our lives. He wants to show us spiritual things. He wants to help us, and I'm confident today. So let's look to the Lord in faith. Let's believe in Him. Said, he that cometh to God must believe that He is, that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let's believe in the Lord. Let's believe in His revelations. Believe in His ability to guide and direct us in life. There's a song that we sang. It said, we sang it, I remember, at the Christian school, but it was, Lord, help me hear You with my whole heart. Help me to hear You with my whole heart. Help me to see You with my whole heart. And I believe the Lord wants to reveal things to us. One another's verse talked about, your young men shall see visions and your old men will dream dreams. So I don't leave us older people out, does it? It's not just for the young. Said your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. So Lord, help us today to seek the Lord's blessing and direction, and to know that He can reveal things to us. Appreciate your attention this morning.